From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Kellogg. Key lawmakers say a prescription drug monitoring program that Governor Eric Greitens created through an executive order doesn't go far enough and that legislation is still needed. At issue is the program's focus on overprescribing doctors instead of doctor shopping patients. Greitens says in announcing the program Monday that he wants to target, quote, pill mills. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Greitens' plan differs significantly from what has been debated in the legislature and what is in place in other states and in more than 26 counties and jurisdictions across Missouri. That's because Greitens' plan doesn't allow doctors to see if a patient has already been prescribed an opioid before writing a new prescription. Democratic Representative Gail McCann-Beatty of Kansas City called Greitens' plan a publicity stunt. Missouri Republicans are coalescing around Attorney General Josh Hawley as their favorite candidate to challenge veteran Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill in 2018, which would set up a marquee contest between a wily incumbent and an up-and-coming political newcomer in a state that's trending conservative. McCaskill is among 10 Senate Democrats running in states won by President Donald Trump, making the Missouri race an opportunity to flip a Senate seat to Republicans. The GOP now has a narrow majority of 52 Senate seats. Republican political strategist James Harris, who worked as a consultant with Hawley, says the 37-year-old attorney general would be a perfect candidate. But Hawley was just elected attorney general in 2016 and could come under attack for trying to hop from one political job to another. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has identified a case of mad cow disease in Alabama, but as Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, scientists say the animal does not pose a threat to humans.
Cattle displaying neurological symptoms are routinely screened for mad cow disease, also known by the acronym BSE. The Alabama cow had a kind of BSE that has never crossed into people, but a different form of the disease has caused deadly human infections. Iowa State University veterinarian Grant Duell.
We're always cautious because we don't want classical BSE to start being transmitted and spread in the U.S. Like happened in Europe.
Safeguards such as routine surveillance and changes to cattle feed are credited with keeping the disease at bay. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Governor Eric Greitens' nonprofit has donated $250,000 to a political action committee created to help stave off efforts by labor unions to repeal Missouri's right to work law. The Kansas City Star reports that the source of the money given Monday to Missourians for Worker Freedom is unknown. That's because nonprofits, such as Greitens' A New Missouri Incorporated, aren't required to disclose donors. Greitens' political team founded the nonprofit in February, the same month the governor signed a right-to-work law banning mandatory union fees. Since then, it's spent hundreds of thousands of dollars promoting the governor and attacking his political enemies. The governor's campaign finance director is also helping raise money for another right-to-work-focused PAC called Liberty Alliance, which has the same mailing address as Missourians for Worker Freedom. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News, Columbia.